All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Simmer along with Randy Dean coming to you live from Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium, where just a moment ago, Jacob Lewis connected with Guy Vinson on a 51-yard touchdown pass to put 6 points on the board. Chillicothe's extra point was no good. The score now is Savannah 7, Chillicothe 6. And Jacob Lewis is well on his way to a good passing night. He already has 51 yards in the passing department. His best passing performance or game of his career, last year, October 1st of 2010, against the Savannah Savages team, when he threw for 182 yards. Here's Myers on the kickoff return for Savannah. He's at the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He's broken down the left sidelines. 40, crossing midfield. He's now at the 40 of Chillicothe, and finally brought down at the 35-yard line by the kicker, Trevor Rager.
I'm going to call it right out the 26-yard line. And, boy, once he got past that initial line, he was just right down the sideline here. And you got to give Rieger credit. That's not easy. That's not an easy one-on-one matchup. And he played it well and prevented the touchdown. But that was quite a run back. He fielded it at the 6 and got it all the way down to the Chillicothe 26.
Andy Myers with a great kickoff return there for Savannah. Gives the Savages second offensive possession, starting at the Chillicothe 26-yard line. First and 10, Savannah has two wide receivers to the left. Wilt, the quarterback, hands off to Holt. Holt goes right over right center and gets down to the 24, a gain of 2 for Holt, the fullback. Cole Nichols, the sophomore linebacker, was in on the tackle for the Hornet defense.
Yeah, Nichols filling in for the injured Wilkerson, Drew Wilkerson, who's out for the season with a knee injury following the Blonde game, and doing a nice job. Nichols is a guy that just looks for contact. He loves contact, kind of a headhunter.
Burson and Deal wide to the right. Another wide receiver, that's Tyler Wilt. Wide to the left. Throws over the middle to Burson. It is incomplete, almost intercepted by Connor Dixon. Had he done that interception, he would have had a second one in two straight games there. Good coverage there by D.J. Gannon.
You can credit Gannon for the incompletion because the receiver had it in his hands, and Gannon laid a hit on him that made him cough it up, and it was called it incomplete.
5:48 remains first quarter, 7-6 the score. Savannah leads this Midland Empire Conference game. Deal will be wide to the right. Tyler Wilt wide to the left. One back in the backfield, that's Holt. And jumping off the line of scrimmage is a couple of defenders for the Hornets. They actually butted heads with some of the linemen of Savannah.
Probably will be 3rd and 3 now.
Offside's a call against Chillicothe, a 5-yard penalty against the Hornets.
That'll move it down to the 19. And 3rd and 3. So from 3rd and 8 to 3rd and 3. Chillicothe a little too anxious that time.
That was Chillicothe's first penalty of the night. Entering tonight's ball game, they had 34 penalties for 291 yards. Their worst night, penalty-wise, was 12 penalties for 95 yards against LeBlanc 2 weeks ago. Holt and Myers split in the backfield for Wilt. Ball comes loose as the center snapped it too soon. Wilt wasn't ready for it. Let's see who gets this ball that lays on the turf. Looks like Savannah maintained possession, but they did waste a down there. It is now 4th and a long 2 for Savannah at the 19-yard line of Chillicothe.
He never got the snap at all.
It looked like Randy, one of the left guard jumped, and then the snap was made based upon the jump of the lineman there. Wilt, 4th and 2, two backs in the backfield. From the 19 at Chillicothe, they're going for it. Here's the throw. It's caught by Deal. He's got the first down. He's collared from behind at the Hornet 10 by Guy Vinson. Blake Deal, what a receiver. So far in 2011 against LeBlanc, he caught 3 passes for 67 yards and 1 touchdown. Against Excelsior Springs, he had a 36-yard touchdown reception, a 37-yard touchdown reception, and a 90-yard touchdown reception. And so far tonight, 2 receptions here for Savannah.
I picked up 10, first and goal at the 9 now. Savannah leading 7-6, first quarter.
Wilt wide to the left. That's Tyler. Zane is under center at the quarterback position. Deal and Burson are wide to the right. Wilt throws to Wilt. It's caught. Touchdown, Savannah. Tyler Wilt with a touchdown reception from Zane Wilt, and it gives Savannah six more points and a wider lead. They lead 13-6 with 4:39 remaining first quarter.
Well, it was just broken down coverage there. He was wide open over in the front corner of the end zone over there. There wasn't a defensive back anywhere around him when the ball was launched from the air, so that was a little bit too easy.
That scoring drive was set up by the very good kickoff return by Andy Myers, and now he's in to attempt the extra point. He kicks it, and it's good, making the score 14-6 Savannah over Chillicothe with 4:39 remaining in the first quarter. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Simmer along with Randy Dean. If you're just joining us, it's been a shootout so far. Chillicothe, however, is on the short end of the stick right now. They trail 14-6 to the Midland Empire Conference. Savannah Savages, the defending Midland Empire Conference champions, is Savannah, having gone undefeated last year to win the conference crown. Their only loss this year in conference play came against Smithville, a 36-29 defeat at home to Smithville. Here's Andy Myers with the kickoff to the Hornets. It's pushing Guy Vincent back to the Hornet 5. He's up to the 10, going up the middle to the 15. Evades two defenders at the 15, makes his way up to the 19, where he's brought down by two Savannah Savages. Leading the way is Caleb Spicer. Also, Cole Limbach was in on the tackle.
Well, not the best field position. We'll see how Chillicothe responds. Looks like just shy, as he said, of the 20 to the 19-yard line.
Jacob Lewis coming in off the sidelines with the offensive play. Chillicothe have it first and 10 at their own 19 down at the north end of the football field. 4:32 remains first quarter. 14-6, Chillicothe behind. Two backs are in the backfield. Lewis under center, hands off to Gannon. Gannon brought down with a cloud of dust in the backfield by Tyler Wilt.
Yeah, blitzing from the defensive backfield. No gain that time. Just barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 for Chillicothe. Too many guys to block that time.
Lewis running from the west sidelines back to the huddle with the second down play. It'll have to be a special one, as they right now have a second and 10 at their own 19-yard line. Strong line to the right for the Hornets. Gannon and Hatfield are split in the backfield. Lewis under center takes the snap, rolls to his right looking to throw. He's being pressured, has to run out of the pocket, throw. Almost intercepted by number 33, Joe Hegeman, a senior defensive back for the Savages.
That'll make it third and 10. Good pressure on him that time as he had to roll right, had two Savannah Savages breathing down his neck.
Intended receiver there was the tight end Spencer Hart, and Lewis now comes back to the huddle, getting this third down play from Coach Phil Willard. Lewis entering tonight's ball game was 16 of 30 passing for 169 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions. He did throw a touchdown pass earlier in this first quarter, 51 yards to Guy Vincent. Lewis back to pass again. Throwing down the east sidelines for Vincent. Up for grabs. Incomplete at the Chillicothe 45-yard line. Covered by Guy Vincent. Coverage on Guy Vincent was by Caleb Campbell.
And great coverage that time. That's how you play that defensive back position. It was right step for step with him. Turned his head, raised his arm, made a play. And Chillicothe facing a fourth and 10 now from the 19. And Savannah will get pretty good field position.
Andy Myers will be back to accept this punt return from the Hornets. Chillicothe appears as though they're going to go for it. Now they're in deep snap formation. Guy Vincent was standing back at his own 10 awaiting the snap. Here it is, a low kick that bounces at the 42 of the Hornets. Gets into Savannah territory where it's picked up by Myers at the 39. He turns it upfield and gets it up to the Savannah 45-yard line. So the extra roll there, compliments of the Hornets, gives Savannah good field position at the 45 of Savannah. 3:19 remains first quarter, And Chiligotti right now trails it 14-6. This Hornet defense is only allowing 25 points per game. So far, they've allowed 14 already to Savannah's high-potent offense.
And this is, need I even say it, an important defensive series for Chillicothe.
Wilt is in shotgun formation. He has Holt and Myers in the backfield. Handoff goes to Myers around the right side. Brought down in the backfield by Connor Dixon. A good defensive play one-on-one against the talented tailback was Connor Dixon, and he brought him down for a loss of 1 yard.
And Myers has the brightest yellow tennis shoes I've ever seen. It's easy to spot him on the field.
This Savannah team coming into the ball game, they had beaten St. Joe LeBlanc 55-7, beat Excelsior Springs 49-14, beat Poplar Bluff 50-6, lost to Smithville 36-29, and last week beat Cameron 49-14. Here's a handoff to Holt, the fullback. He chugs his way across the Savannah 45 up to the Savannah 48-yard line. Austin Bussey and Cole Nichols were in on the tackle for the Hornet defense. It'll bring up a third and a long 7 for Savannah's offense.
Yeah, nothing fancy about that. Just a fullback dive right up the middle. Got him up to the 48-yard line. Gain of 4 that time. As you said, 3rd and 7. Big third down play here.
Riley Williams will be wide to the right. Blake Deal wide to the left as Zane Wilt is in shotgun formation. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff to Holt, rolls to his left, throwing down the left sidelines for Deal. He dives for it at the 20, incomplete pass. Just barely, though.
Just overthrew him. The receiver dived for it. Deal dived for it, but overthrew him.
Austin Bussey was trying to stay step for step with Deal, but Deal had a couple steps on him, and luckily that ball was just thrown on the outside tip of Blake Deal, and now Blake McFadden will be into a punt for Savannah. Guy Vincent will be back at the Hornet 15-yard line.
Of course, you got to watch the trick play here as well.
4th and 7 for Savannah at their own 47-yard line. Some confusion right now for Savannah. We have no play clock to reference to. They are keeping the time on the field, and McFadden gets the snap away. He stands back at his own 40, unloads a nice punt that bounces at the Chillicothe 15. Guy Vincent's going to let it bounce. Blake Deal downs it for Savannah at the Hornet 10-yard line.
Well, it's becoming a battle of field position, and that's something Chillicothe is going to have to take care of right here. Put a drive together. They have it 1st and 10 from the 10-yard line. They can't really afford 3 and out this time. They need to put a sustained drive together right down the field. Best way to halt an offense is to keep your own offense on the field.
1:51 remains first quarter here at Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium. Beautiful night for football. No precipitation. Nice temperature. No wind prevalent here right now at this time. Chillicothe trails in the game 14-6. Lewis pitches back to Vincent on 1st and 10 from the Hornet 10. Vincent gets around the corner, leaps over the 10-yard line, fights his way out to the 16-yard line of Chillicothe. Good extra effort there by the senior tailback as Blake Burson brings him down.
This is just a very aggressive defense for Savannah. They really fly to the football. There was 5-6 players over there trying to make that stop, and good job, as you said, to pick up a gain of 6 that time, up to the 16, 2nd and 4.
Vincent has over 1,200 yards rushing in his Hornet career and has 6 rushing touchdowns in his Hornet career. He averages 7 yards a carry. 2nd down and 5 for the Hornet offense at their own 16. Handoff goes to Vincent. Breaks one tackle at the line of scrimmage and gets up to the 20. Still short of the first down by about a half a yard is Vincent. Blake Burson in on the tackle once again for the Savages defense.
Yeah, 62, Logan Holland had an opportunity to make a stop back there, but he ran through it, and looks like we're going to have a timeout for a measurement here.
All right, while we have this timeout, it reminds us to travel right here in Chillicothe and visit Woody's and get wowed, and right now I want to get wowed by a first down here on the chains. Mark Cole, the Savannah Savages head coach, has got to be happy at this point. His team leads it 14-6 with just seconds remaining in the first quarter.
Just shy.
Just inches for the awaits the Hornet offense if they want to pick up a first down. Mark Cole is in his fourth year at Savannah. In 2008, he led Savannah to a 7-3 one-loss record. In 2009, they were 8-4, reaching the sectional round of Missouri Class 3 playoffs. In 2010, the Savannah Savages, led by Mark Cole, were 9-2, the Midland Empire Conference champions, and they reached the regional round of Missouri Class 4 playoffs. This year, they're 4-1, and Mark Cole has a nice one-loss record at Savannah of 28 wins and 10 losses.
Third and inches for Chillicothe from their own 20-yard line.
Kip Smith is right over center. Look for the quarterback sneak by Lewis. Strong line to the right for Lewis. Takes the snap. He keeps it himself. Fights for the first down.
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to give it to him because I'm a Hornet fan, but he did have to fight it for it. And as you said, this Savannah team is very aggressive on defense. They were hitting him hard.
They aren't even going to measure it. They are going to give him the needed yard. So it's a fresh set of downs for Chillicothe from the 21-yard line.
As we're now down to 40 seconds remaining first quarter here, Chillicothe behind Savannah on the scoreboard, 14-6. Hatfield to be wide to the left, along with Trevor Rager. Lewis is going to be shotgun formation with DJ Gannon joining him in the backfield. Handoff goes to Vincent. He's slung down in the backfield for no gain. Kip Smith was in on the tackle, along with number 43, Byron Peak.
We lost a yard, calling it a loss of two that time. We're just not getting everybody blocked that they're sending. They're sending everyone but the water boy, and they're just swarming over our offensive line.
And that'll be the final play of the first quarter of this Midland Empire Conference game here at Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium in Chillicothe. And the Chillicothe Hornets right now have the ball on offense. Second and 12 will await them when we change quarters. They trail it, however, to the visiting Savannah Savages 14-6. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.